And good evening, everyone. Welcome to our live audience here in the Jim Sante Auditorium in Park City, and to our KPCW radio audience and online audience. This is the KPCW Community Forum, co-presented tonight with Internet Mountain Park City Medical Center. And my thanks to Amy Roberts over here from Intermountain for helping line up this really distinguished panel we have to talk about the Affordable Health Care Act. And also thanks to the great KPCW staff who you have been greeted by and seen tonight. You hear them on the air daily, and they're here to help make this as informative a meeting as we can. And I'm Larry Warren, General Manager of KPCW. And is this a great night or what? Not only do we have a great panel inside, but outside it's snowing. And there's 5 days of snow in the forecast for the next 5 days. So do we live in a great town or what? Well, tonight we're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, with the experts, and I'll introduce them in a moment. This is KPCW's second community forum, actually, this year. We conducted a election forum out at the Egyptian in October. So we are assembled once again on a matter of great community interest. We have experts in insurance, medicine, the ACA law itself, and those who are involved in the public policy discussions which preceded us. And this forum is not a debate about the law. It is the law. It's been upheld by the Supreme Court. What we are here to do tonight instead is present objective information and answer your questions. And this is an audience participation event. We urge you, if you're here in the Sante, to come up to the microphone, which we will set up for you after our keynote presentations. And if you're listening on the radio or online, you can tweet us at hashtag PC Health, that's hashtag PC Health, or you can email us info@kpcw.org. And we do have a great panel tonight. I'll briefly introduce them now, and we'll have more introductions as they take the stage after our first presentations. Bill Barnes will be seated on the right side of the stage. He is Intermountain Healthcare's Manager of Federal Government Relations. Carolyn Rose is a registered nurse who is the Nursing Director at the Summit County Health Department. Rob Allen is the CEO of the Park City Medical Center. And Dr. Linda Leckman is Vice President of Intermountain Healthcare and the CEO of the Intermountain Medical Group. And the Affordable Care Act, if you haven't picked it up and read it yet, I'm told it's 2,700 pages long. And that's just the act. And then they needed regulations to implement the act. And I'm told at this point, and it's growing, there are now 12,000 pages of regulations that go with the 2,700-page act. So we're going to start with Chapter 1 and be prepared to stay a long time. No, actually, we have the experts who also have probably not been able to wade through all that, but they do know more detail than anyone else in this room, I would venture to say. So to start things off, we'll have two presenters. First is Greg Mattis, who is the senior counsel with Intermountain, and his focus there is on Select Health, which is Intermountain's insurance arm. And before that, he was in-house counsel at other large organizations, including health organizations, and he lectures widely on health care and the law. And Greg will be followed by Jason Stevenson with the Utah Health Policy Project. That is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization whose vision is for health care that provides medical care to all Utahns with sustainable financing. The UHPP points out that 442,000 Utahns at present have no insurance at all, and that a similar number are vastly underinsured. So this really is one of three, one of every four Utahns we're talking about. So Jason will follow Greg, and first to introduce the key provisions of the Affordable Care Act, I'd like to introduce Greg Mattis, the senior counsel for Select Health. Thank you, Greg.